After 19 years of lobbying New York State legislators, the Chenango Canal was built in the years 1833 to 1836 to transport people and supplies between Binghamton, New York, and the Great Erie Canal in Utica, New York. The cost was $2.5 million, well over the $1 million budget, so nothing has changed today. The canal was 97 miles long and had to climb over 706 feet in elevation, twice the height of the Erie Canal, and in half the distance to boot. It was engineered to receive water from seven reservoirs created on a five-mile summit between Hamilton and Salisville. Hatch Lake, Bradley Brook Reservoir, Kingly Brook Reservoir, now known as Lebanon Reservoir, Leland's Pond, Madison Lake, now Lake Moraine, Eaton Reservoir, and Summit Lake, now Woodman Pond. This was the first time a canal in America did not rely on a river for its source of water and was considered an experimental engineering endeavor. The feeder system would still work today by gravity feed. Because New York State legislators would not pass the bill authorizing construction based on lack of enough water to replace what was lost in the locks, Chief Engineer John Jervis used a rain gauge and a sluice to determine that the lakes retained 20% of the rain that fell. This established that the reservoir system was more than adequate for feeding the canal summit, 706 feet higher than where the canal ends in Binghamton. The canal remained in use for 41 years before the state of New York closed it in 1878 due to loss of revenue. Ironically, the canal shipped both the ties and tracks for its replacement, the railroad.